Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The DH, John Poff. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Armas. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into McKay, who tags Thomas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cooper scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Klutz, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Armas moves to third. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Armas scores. Essien moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Henderson moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0-for-1 in the game. Poff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Heath moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clutz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Clutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, And the Brewers too. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0-for-2 in the game. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Armas reaches second base with a double. Larry Sorensen now pitching. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Ned Yost. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Brewers, 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0 for 3 in the game. Poff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 4 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Bob McClure now pitching. Dave Revering pinch hits for Mike Heath. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to second for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Revering now playing first base. Jeff Newman now playing left field. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romero strikes out. Essien drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Romero out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clutz strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 4 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cox pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Orlando Gonzalez now playing left field. Brian Kingman now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to second. One out. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0 for 4 in the game. Poff is walked intentionally. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 4 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to third. Poff moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kingman fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Beard now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Poff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Picciolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Harris bunts towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Harris steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Poff is walked intentionally. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Poff moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.